Give me $125 and I'll give you the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart. It comes with three free rounds of golf. One at Morro Bay, one at Chalk Mountain, one at Dairy Creek, one at Swingtime, and even a free round on your birthday. You could also take advantage of the special rate of $15 for a round of golf good through March 29th next year. Swing into action and purchase your 2025 SLO County Golf Cart at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Acclaimed American artist Dale Evers lives and works in Paso Robles, and he invites you to see his new works during the annual holiday open house this Friday, 2 to 7 p.m. at Dale Evers Studio at the corner of 10th and Park in Paso. Then on Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m., meet the artist and view his many works of art at Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden, 5015 Linnae Road in Paso Robles. For more information, go to DaleEversStudio.com.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, November 22nd, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Fire and Emergency Services removing vegetation for flood risk reduction. Former Atascadero barber Nathan Abate sentenced for sexual assault. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy to partly cloudy skies today. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 37 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. With a grant from the San Luis Obispo County Fire Safe Council, Paso Fire and Emergency Services says they will be addressing overgrowth in drainages near developed areas. Crews will be working to remove fallen trees and brush accumulating beneath living trees, particularly along Union Road and areas off North River Road. This serves to both reduce the risk of wildfires during the fire season, but also mitigate flood risks during rainy season. The department reminds residents to exercise caution amidst the storm expected this weekend and avoid driving through areas where water has submerged the roadway. The district attorney's office announced that 36-year-old Nathan Abate has been found guilty of three counts of sexual assault against two victims. The crimes, according to the DA's office, occurred between 2009 and 2012. The jury in Abate's trial was presented with evidence that demonstrated a clear and consistent pattern of sexual abuse by Abate, wherein he provided alcohol to young women prior to sexually assaulting them. Other crimes Abate was convicted of include rape of an intoxicated victim and oral copulation of a person under the age of 18. The DA's office says the jury deadlocked on allegations of rape by a third victim. Abate has been sentenced to 8 years and 8 months in custody in prison, the maximum sentence allowed under California law for these criminal convictions. County Veterans Office hosting event for senior veterans. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
As the holiday season approaches, the savings are shining bright at Idler's Home. Get ready to unwrap amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, appliances, and more. These festive offers include up to 25% off all furniture. Treat yourself to restful nights. Save up to $800 on select adjustable mattresses. And keep the celebration going with in-stock appliances at the year's best prices you won't want to miss. Idler's Home. Now that's how we say holiday cheer delivered. Shop idlershome.com. This Black Friday.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The county's Veterans Services Office announced they'll be holding a senior veteran welcome home event Thursday, December 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The event will take place at the San Luis Obispo Veterans Hall at 801 Grand Avenue in San Luis Obispo. The Veterans Services Office says this event aims to celebrate and honor our senior veterans for their service while also connecting them with local networking resources and support. Registration for this event is not required. A reminder that 7th to 12th grade students who live in or attend school in Paso Robles are invited to submit entries into this year's Martin Luther King Jr. 2025 Art Contest. The city of Paso Robles says this year's theme is Mission Impossible, Protecting Freedom, Justice, and Democracy. Participants are encouraged to creatively explore how individuals and communities can continue to safeguard these principles today. Winners of this contest will be honored at the Paso Robles Martin Luther King Jr. celebration on the city on January 20th, 2025. The deadline for art submissions is Wednesday, December 4th at 5 p.m. at Centennial Park. Class Act Dance will be presenting its 28th year of the Nutcracker Storybook Ballet, sponsored by North County Dance and Performing Arts Foundation. Here's Cheryl Armstrong, one of the artistic directors for this year's production, reflecting on how the production has kept fresh each year.
Each year, the dancers look at it as a rite of passage in order to, continue with the storyline. They always look forward to being in a role. So we keep storyline a lot of the same. We have different choreographers come in, and so changing the choreography changes it up, but we do have people that love the storyline because it is a storybook ballet. It's narrated by a local actor who used to be here in the area, and it's just one of those things where it's like your favorite movie with different actors.
And here's Cheryl once more with information on tickets and seating.
Our theater is the Spana Theater at the Cal Poly campus. We have a December 6th Friday performance at 7 p.m. and a Saturday at 5 p.m. and a Sunday at 1 p.m. And they can buy tickets through classactdance.com or ncdpaf.org. There will be tickets sold at the door if we're not sold out. We have been sold out in the past years, so we encourage people to get their tickets very soon.
Ticket prices may vary based on seating locations. On April 12, 2022, a Pismo Beach police officer, Corporal Chris Siglin, attempted to patrol stop a van driven by 50-year-old Charles Nelson Ammons. After refusing to stop the van, Ammons attempted to fire a handgun at Siglin, where the officer pulled his motorcycle next to the van, but no bullets were fired due to being loaded backwards. Siglin and other police officers were able to detain Ammons. In his first trial, the county DA's office says he was convicted of assault of a peace officer with a semi-automatic firearm, possession of a non-registered loaded firearm, and driving while intoxicated. However, during this first trial, the jury could not reach a unanimous verdict on attempted murder. The DA's office says in this most recent second trial, the jury has convicted Ammon of two counts of premeditated and deliberate attempted murder of a peace officer and resisting a peace officer by use of force. He is scheduled to be sentenced on December 12th. In sports for the NFL, the Browns beat the Steelers 24-19. And for KPRL's doubleheader on Sunday, we'll have the Raiders versus the Broncos at 1:05 p.m. and the Eagles against the Rams at 4:30 p.m. In the NBA, Orlando defeated the Lakers 119-118, the Raptors over the Timberwolves 110-105, the Hornets beat the Pistons 123-121, the Spurs defeated Utah 126-118. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Pelicans, and the Kings will go against the Clippers. In high school football, this week is round three of the CIF playoffs. Morro Bay will travel to face Bishop Union. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. The ongoing atmospheric river continuing to cause havoc in the North Bay region. Torrential rain hammering Sonoma County, causing massive flooding issues in communities like Santa Rosa. In one case, fire crews there came upon an empty submerged vehicle.
They searched the surrounding areas and did not find anybody. They did go wading out into the water to check. So, and that was in the dark. putting our guys out at risk.
Karen Hancock with Santa Rosa Fire. Another weather system likely to move into the state right around Thanksgiving. Voter turnout down from 4 years ago, but still is the second highest in California in over three decades. UCSD Professor Thad Kausser says the 2020 election was the outlier, not this year.
California's turnout now is going to be the second highest turnout as a percentage of eligible voters, really likely over the last three decades. It's just not as high as 2020, this year that supercharged turnout.
He says voters in both parties supported their candidates, with turnout continuing to be high. Gas prices in the state averaging $4.44 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News. California headline news. Two female athletes are suing their Southern California high school, claiming an official compared their Save Girls Sports t-shirts to a swastika. The cross-country runners at Martin Luther King High in Riverside say they had the shirts printed after a trans athlete who didn't attend practices was placed on the varsity team, displacing one of the girls. They claim that an official with the school's athletic department told them to remove the shirts because wearing them was like displaying a swastika in front of Jewish students. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
Are your tires ready for the wet winter roads? Right now through November 25th, 2023, American West Tire and Auto is offering an instant $50 rebate on a set of four Yokohama passenger or light truck tires. That is correct. $50 comes right off the cash register with the purchase of any four Yokohama tires. Check out the Yokohama Avitus NGT, a spirited all-season radio featuring powerful grip on wet or dry roads, and tread wear so long it is backed by a 65,000-mile limited warranty. At American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, they offer complete car care service, oil changes, brakes, shocks, struts, alignments, and more. American West Tire and Auto, serving you since 1982. Located at 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero. For a complete listing of all available services, visit AmericanWestTire.com. American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, your home of Yokohama Tires.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. The Voice of California Agriculture podcast, produced by the California Farm Bureau, discussed the importance of mental health on farms. Trisha Stever Blatterler, a executive director of the Tulare County Farm Bureau, spoke with host Gary Sack about losing her husband, Robert, to suicide and about the need to speak up about mental health in farming communities that face many stressors. We have to keep normalizing and bringing that conversation forward, said Stever. The episode also covers efforts in California to combat the Oriental fruit fly and a message from the California Farm Bureau to President-elect Donald Trump and other newly elected leaders. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic is brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather is sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today with highs in the mid-60s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with about a 90% chance of showers overnight, lows right around 52, south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies early tomorrow morning with a partial clearing for the afternoon, highs in the low 60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy skies on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday next week. Partly cloudy on Wednesday, cloudy on Thursday, mostly cloudy on Friday. About a 75% chance of rain on Monday, 50% chance of showers on Tuesday, and about a 40% chance on Thursday. Low 60s Sunday, upper 50s on Monday, low 60s on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, then 64 a week from today. Currently, it is 34 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
I'm Dr. Brad Dick, chiropractor. Chronic low back pain has no single cause. The way you sit, stand, or move can make matters worse. Learn to identify and break bad habits which may lead to chronic pain. I am a specialist in relieving pain and improving your body's physical function. Spinal adjustments help a joint recover its range of motion and relieve pain. Call Brad Dick Chiropractic at 238-6004. located at 1020 17th Street across from Blake's True Value Hardware.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Dojo Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch a Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch a Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch a Paso.
The Astraea Warbirds Museum has updated its 40-plus vintage military aircraft to honor those who served in the Vietnam conflict. The Astraea Warbirds Museum, home of the Woodland Auto Display, has a multi-million dollar collection and over 20,000 square feet of indoor buildings for the vintage auto and race car enthusiast. Open Thursday through Sundays, 10 to 4, Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, and they're always looking for new volunteers. Go to ewarbirds.org.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
You'll be seeing more discounts from McDonald's. Next year, McDonald's will launch a new menu line called McValue, aimed at customers feeling the pinch of the higher cost of living. Starting January 7th, in addition to a $5 meal, McDonald's will also be selling a buy one, add one for a dollar offer for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The $5 meal deal will continue through next summer. Charlotte-based women's fashion retailer Cato is suspending the dividend it pays shareholders. Cato reported a wider loss and falling sales in the recent quarter. Cato says it was impacted by the bankruptcy of one of its largest suppliers. And Bitcoin is trading over $98,000, with investors anticipating a more crypto-friendly Trump administration. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Email it to the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech, brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation in Lemoore. 238-577-5238-KPRL to join us on the Friday edition.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Open Mic Friday, you and Al this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, here on The Right Choice, KPRL. And with that, so the government that serves us and they care about us, there are cuts that are being required by the state budget, and the San Luis Superior Court has announced they're going to be reducing several service hours at their facilities. And those say the reductions are necessary in response to this year's permanent budget deficit of approximately $1 million for the local court system. Okay, so that means you, the taxpayer, citizens that are looking for some services from the county, which you provide from your hard-earned tax dollars, they're going to be cutting those services. Now, I haven't seen anything particularly in the budget in San Luis Obispo County that they may be cutting, let's just say the budget for homeless or just handouts in general. Nope. The significant adjustments will allow the court to prepare for unexpected reductions in fiscal year 25-26. Now, effective December 9th, the San Luis Obispo Superior Court will be reducing its public phone hours as follows. The Paso Robles branch, Monday through Friday, 8:30 till noon. How about that? Also starting December 9th, the court will also eliminate the civil attorney line and consolidate the civil family law line for the Paso Robles and San Luis Obispo courthouses, creating one centralized line for all civil family law related clerk's office questions. Other reductions set to take place include the San Luis Obispo Superior Court public counter hours, which will be at the Paso Robles branch, will be from 8:30 till noon. Okay. Now, the court is seeking input from the public regarding the reduction of the counter hours for the clerk's office. And the officials say that those interested in submitting comments can email to administration@slowcourts.ca.gov or mail them to the address that you can look up for yourself. But once again, the hours are being cut to serve the general public, but because they're not willing to cut in other areas of people that don't contribute. So the government once again showing how much they care about you. All right, there you have. There you have it. Just a little something to start off this morning here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Speaking of money, Covered California will start offering health care to the DACA immigrants. And again, since we're flush with cash here in the state, and I don't see how much this is going to cost us, the taxpayers, but it's to provide relief to thousands of these so-called dreamers. And that's more money to the state budget or from the state budget. It just never seems to stop on these, and they wonder why we have a deficit. Now, expanding the coverage to these recipients
is estimated to cost between $240 and $300 million a year. Think about that. Your hours are going to be cut to get services from the county court, but this government handout to these recipients, $240 million to $300 million a year. That's what the government does. That's what the government does. All right, also, in the last couple of weeks since the election, I've heard about, you know, well, the Constitution guarantees us the right to vote. Does it really? Does it really? Now, the original Constitution didn't have much to say about the right to vote. Now, nowhere in the text does it specifically say that citizens have the right to vote in elections. Instead, it merely states that anyone eligible to vote for the largest house of a state's legislature is also eligible to vote for members of the House of the Representatives from that state. As a result, states were left with the power to decide who qualified to vote, leading to considerable variation in the nation's early years. Now, while most states initially restricted voting to property owners or tax-paying white men, some states like New Jersey allowed free black men and women of both races to vote, provided they met property or tax requirements. Now, as we know, as we moved along, we had the, you know, following the Civil War in particular, constitutional amendments strengthened federal protections for voting rights. The 14th Amendment extended citizens to all natural-born or naturalized Americans, regardless of race, and guaranteed the rights of citizens like voting cannot be restricted by the states. Then you had the 15th Amendment that prohibits restriction the right to vote due to race. 17th Amendment required states to elect senators by popular vote. The 19th Amendment extends voting rights to all women, which is interesting because if you go back to the 14th Amendment, it still didn't guarantee it to women, which was, I always found historically rather interesting. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Just a couple of quick things. I don't know if it's a rant or not, but just a couple of quick thoughts. It's going to be interesting to find out once this this new administration comes into play about the FDA and so forth, because it's what I mean by that is if we've been lied to this whole time to do certain things and take certain medications, well knowing that they were either going to be causing issues and or we're eating stuff that we shouldn't be eating, and we've been lied to for this long, it's going to be interesting to find out, you know, if it comes down to that after all these years that we shouldn't have been eating these products, but the FDA said, you know, they're fine, you know, and these medications are fine even though they're not. That's one of my thoughts.
Well, okay, so what do you think could happen?
Hopefully people stand up and make sure that their voices are heard, and at these corporations, as you know, like they're trying to do right now at Kellogg's, where they're protesting out in front of them saying, you know, and just tell people quit buying the product. You know, why do we eat this stuff when other countries don't? Russia, from what I understand, they will not allow genetically modified products into their country for obvious reasons.
Well, go back.
They don't know what the ramifications are going to be.
Let me go back a second. What is the protest with Kellogg?
The lady that's heading up this nutritional, I guess it's a bunch of mothers got together because of the cereals and products that we're eating every day, the colors that are in them, the ingredients that are in them, and the same products being sold over in Europe, Fruit Loops and Doritos and stuff like that, they all have a different makeup. Their colors aren't from dyes or from natural occurring, products, vegetables, and fruits. They're not using artificial dyes and seed oils and all this other stuff, but they're feeding it to us.
Well, who's buying it?
We all are.
Well, now these ingredients are on the box, right?
They're ingredients are on the box, but sometimes, like I was watching one where the guy was talking about that in some cases they can put up to, I think it was 250 milligrams of a product inside of it and claim that it's not in there, and that sugar-free doesn't necessarily mean sugar-free, and fat-free doesn't necessarily mean fat-free. There's other ingredients that are in there that they don't consider to be sugar or fat, but they're in there, and it affects the body the same way as sugar and fat.
Well, what's the effects?
A spike in your insulin. So if you're trying to keep your insulin down as far as starches and stuff like that, your body reacting to the sugars and the starches that you're eating, if you're trying to stay in a certain aspect of protein and sugars and starches, some of the stuff that's on there really isn't sugar-free. It'll have the same effect as sugar, so it'll spike your insulin again.
So I'm wondering here, regarding that, if you have those issues, is there a certain diet you're supposed to be on or recommended by your doctor?
True.
In other words, hey, pal, no Fruit Loops.
Right. There's certain things that you're not supposed to eat, but when you're taking like a protein substitute or protein powder, and you get down and you start reading the ingredients in there, some of the stuff that's in there you shouldn't be ingesting anyway. Then it tells you, you know, it's telling you that, you know, this is 100% blah, blah, blah. It's like orange juice and stuff like that, where it's not really orange juice. It's pasteurized orange juice, but doesn't really have the coloring and so forth is supposed to be 100% natural when it's not. In some cases, not all cases.
Well, so what are they wanting to do with the Kellogg?
Well, that's the thing. They're telling him, why are you selling this product to us with all these different ingredients in there, all these different colors, when you sell it over in Europe and it's completely different? There's only three ingredients or four ingredients opposed to 12 to 13 ingredients here in the United States.
Has Kellogg's responded?
From what I understand, they said as long as they're following the FDA guidelines, they're not going to change anything.
So I'm guessing that the change would affect the taste.
Taste and color.
Okay.
But, I mean, I don't know that because I haven't had any of that stuff but in a long time. But, you know, we're feeding it to the kids every single day for cereals and stuff like that. So it's going to be interesting if stuff starts to come out that way as far as the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, and the pharmaceutical companies and so forth of stuff that might be going on behind closed doors.
Well, okay, so when you first brought this up, my initial thought was, okay, what are the ramifications to the companies? And my answer to myself is nothing.
Probably not. And that's the thing, too, is what I've also listened to and heard was that the reason why we had so many COVID deaths at that time was because as a nation, United States, we have poor habits of eating, you know, fast food, stuff that's cooked in oils and all these other things. So your body is constantly in a state of inflammatory status, and your insulin levels continue to go up and down while you're eating this stuff, so your body doesn't know if it should store fat or if it should, you know, it's trying to figure out what to do, and so your body starts to break down, start to get sick.
Well, from my memory that this, what's the word I'm looking for? This awareness of healthy eating has been going on most of my lifetime. Okay, so people, maybe I'm being naive, they know what healthy foods are. yet.
They do, and that's the thing too. Is the like I was saying, the vegetables that you're getting, are they genetically modified? Is there going to be an issue with? Oh no, it's just, you know, they stay fresher longer. You know, they hold their color longer and all this other stuff. So does that break down in our system as far as the modifications that happen to them? Are they detrimental to our gut, so to speak, or our digestive system?
Mm-hmm.
Has there been any studies on it? You know, they're like, you know, there's pesticides that other countries use, and we import those products back into the United States. So it just seems kind of interesting that they're starting to come out with a little bit more information. We'll see what happens. We'll see what this administration does.
Well, I know here in the state of California regarding certain some candies and so forth that the state has outlawed some of these dyes and other type of ingredients into some of the candies and maybe some other things.
Yeah, that's what I was reading too, that the other countries aren't, they don't allow those dyes to be used in the same product that they sell over there.
You know, there's probably somebody that knows this or information available. I'd be willing to bet that Americans probably have among the worst diets in the world.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, that's why they were linking a lot of excess deaths, because people just, their state of health, bodily-wise, isn't that good as far as exercise and nutritional and stuff like that.
And that is self-inflicted.
It is, and that's the thing, too. You make it, I mean, you market this stuff, you make it look enticing, it's good, it tastes good. I mean, you know, I only eat a little bit here and a little bit there. I don't eat a lot of it, but, you know, a little bit goes a long way.
Well, I'll tell you what, a nice, big, fat, juicy cheeseburger sounds pretty good right now.
Hey, you know what? I couldn't agree more. I mean, that's the thing is, you know, it's not going to kill you, but as long as you're not eating, like, you don't have to eat it every day. But the other thing I was going to say is that it feels to me, I don't know how you feel about this, because I know that you, a lot of times that you, when you leave the station, you shut it off and you don't, you know, as far as news and stuff like that. But it reminds me, I was telling my wife the other day, I said, reality right now reminds me of the radio show War of the Worlds, where everybody got, not everybody, but there was a segment of the United States that got freaked out because they did this radio broadcast that we were being invaded by outer space aliens. And then the truth came out that it was just a big, you know, show. The reason why I say that is because you go on and you look at these things, and I sent you one from The View where they were talking about fact checks and stuff like that, where you have to double and triple fact check everything that you see, everything that you hear, because it could be AI, it could be something else. So now our reality is we don't know what's real, because what's being broadcast could be completely wrong.
Right. If memory serves me, when that was broadcast, because I think it was a book before, if I'm not mistaken, but that there was an announcement or a disclaimer before it, but then people who joined in, they freaked out, and I think a couple of people in New Jersey jumped out a window.
Yeah, it was back then. That was probably really, really the manipulation at that point in time. People not knowing and not understanding. At that point in time, it was just radio, you know. So nowadays you have all these other things, you know, they're saying, oh, these bots from, you know, Russia and China are putting these things out, you know, as far as tweets and so on and so forth, that, you know, it's not true. But then you've got to fact check everything that you see, because if you don't fact check it, you think, oh, well, I don't want to be spreading misinformation, disinformation. Well, that's what they're going after. They're going after misinformation and disinformation because you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, if War of the Worlds on radio were to happen today, I think there'd be lawsuits.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I saw videos, too, where they were showing a shelling of this one area, and it turned out that it was wrong. And then there was other videos where they were showing floods in certain areas, and that was, you know, later on said, no, this is not true. This was a flood that happened a while back, not now. You know, just so people sending or somebody sending misinformation, disinformation out there. So now we got to question everything that we see and hear, which is sad. But
well, it is. But originally, again, back to when you first called, I thought you were going to go even a little bit further other than the food was, okay, all these things that we have been told the last couple of years from this administration that are wrong, including the COVID nonsense, and I throw this word out continuously, no one will be held accountable. And I've had in my lifetime too many times when somebody new comes into the White House, they say they're going to do this, they're going to do that regarding going after some of these malfeasance. I can't recall it happening. You know, I remember one specifically when Obama came in that he said there's a $500 million or billion-dollar corruption in the Medicare system. He's going to look into it. That never happened. So I don't know how much Trump and his people are going to do with all the crap that we've seen going on here the last couple of years.
And, you know, what you're talking about are these people that have substantiated their positions to be paid for almost doing nothing. When Elon Musk bought Twitter, walked in and had the, I think it was a sink in his hand, and he fired, I forgot how many people. I mean, he went in there and just cleaned house. So maybe that was a prelude to what's going to happen. Maybe they're going to sit down and go, okay, we can cut here, here, here. We need to get rid of this. Well, there's no reason to keep these people on because they're making money, but they're not doing anything.
Well, I hope that is the case, but so I hope I'm wrong. We got to run. We're up against
okay.
it.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Bye. Going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County District Attorney's Office announced that 36-year-old Nathan Abate has been found guilty of 3 counts of sexual assault against 2 victims. The jury heard evidence that demonstrated a clear and consistent pattern of sexual abuse by Abate, where he provided alcohol to young women prior to sexually assaulting them. He has been given the maximum sentence, 8 years and 8 months custody in prison. The County Veterans Office announced they'll be holding a senior veteran welcome home event Thursday, December 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The event will take place at the San Luis Obispo Veterans Hall, 801 Grand Avenue, and aims to honor senior veterans while connecting them with local resources and support. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 38 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero, ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Hours after former Congressman Matt Gaetz withdrew his nomination for U.S. Attorney General, President-elect Trump quickly named a replacement nomination. Fox's Kristen Goodwin.
The president-elect revealing he will nominate Pam Bondi to be U.S. Attorney General. Bondi becoming the first woman elected as Florida's Attorney General, serving in the role from 2011 to 2019. She's a longtime ally of the president-elect.
Trump's pick for defense secretary, former Fox News host Pete Hegseth, met with Senate leaders Thursday. And in Pennsylvania, three-term incumbent U.S. Senator Bob Casey conceded to Republican Dave McCormick Thursday when a recount showed no signs of him closing the gap. Senator-elect Dave McCormick telling Fox's The Ingram Angle.
We should have national voter ID. I know President Trump has advocated that, and I'll certainly advocate it in the Senate.
America's listening to Fox News.
We see you sitting there daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. At Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and prizes, including 3 Ford F-150s and $100,000 cash. How about that? Drawings November 3rd, 11th, 17th, and 24th. Earn entries now, and hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Wesley with Stovin Spa Center
It's finally getting cool, and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Laurel Roads.
Alrighty, it's 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. We've got sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Cleveland Browns in the snow Thursday night beat Pittsburgh 24-19. Cleveland had been 2-8 this NFL season. The Steelers' record was 8-2, but Nick Chubb had two short touchdown runs, including the game winner with about a minute left. Myles Garrett recorded three sacks in the first half. 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy only threw at the start of practice Thursday. Sore shoulder still the problem. The team is still hopeful he can play at Green Bay on Sunday. Vikings QB Sam Darnold returned to full practice after a foot injury. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts with the bad ankle was able to practice fully. Colorado's Travis Hunter said he will declare for next April's NFL draft. The MVPs in baseball, and it was unanimous for each. Aaron Judge of the Yankees in the American League, DH Shohei Ohtani of the Dodgers in the National League. In the NBA late game, Orlando edged the Lakers 119-118. Lakers were 7-0 at home.
When it comes to...
We have a doubleheader coming up on Sunday at 105. It'll be the Raiders taking on the Broncos and the Eagles and the Rams, all here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance. Mixture of clouds and sun on your Friday, mid-60s. 95% chance of showers this evening. And steady rain overnight. Overnight lows in the low 40s. Cloudy early and partial sunshine for your Saturday, with highs in the low 60s, and we'll have some of that again on Sunday with highs in the low 60s. And for your Monday, maybe some more rain coming back, about a 75%, upper 50s, maybe some rain 50% Tuesday, partly cloudy, low 60s Wednesday, Thursday, about a 40% chance of rain, low 60s, and a week from today, clouds mid-60s. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 6:47 a.m., 4:53 p.m. It's 37. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. And coming up this week, we will have, you will have an opportunity to win this 3-month indoor archery membership package from Uncle Ed's. Checking in to see what animals may be out there and about and get them home safe and sound. And looking to my left, there is nothing to report. Mr. Garcia, are you ready?
This is becoming my favorite part of the week. I am ready.
All righty. Let's see here. So this is American sayings related to animals. Whatever caused you to be in this situation you're in, go get more of it.
Go get more of it. Whatever caused you to be in this situation, go get more of it. Huh. You know, I feel like when I hear the answer to this, it's going to be one I've heard before.
Well,
but
okay, I'll give you a hint, and this hint won't help you out at all.
Of course it won't.
All right, and because...
That's what hints are for.
Right. Because this hint has to do with many times... Well, I shouldn't say many times. It has to do with drinking. And mm-hmm. I know you don't drink.
Right or not.
Well, you don't drink alcohol.
That is true.
Okay. So, it is, whatever caused you to be in this situation you're in, go get more of that.
I don't know.
All right. Hair of the dog.
Oh, never heard that one before.
Look it up.
Hair of the dog?
Hair of the dog.
Huh. Okay.
It's also a song, Hair of the Dog, I believe. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230. Or reception at kprl.com. World famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters at their expanded location in the Oaks Plaza near the Guesthouse Grill at Tascadero.
All right, I've been looking forward to this, man. Trivia. Brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and One Niner Diner. Every day they're open, breakfast and lunch. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are in file. I'm going to give you a hint before I do this. This is considered one of the top 200 songs of all time by one of the, I think, most underrated American groups of all time. So that's just a little something. This is music trivia. I play a little bit of a tease of a song. You call in. Give me the name of the artiste or the name of the song. I'll decide it's close if you fumble it a little bit. Do not answer a question with a question, and make sure that the question that you try to answer does not sound like a question. In other words, your inflection. Here it is, man. Oh, something else right now. Oh. 238-577-5238-KPRL. This group had been around before, and they had a lead singer who I've put at the top of the list before, but the new lead singer, this is the first debut with this group. And here we go. Hi, good morning.
Here comes my baby.
Here comes my baby? No. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, the Drifters.
Yes, the Drifters. There goes my... Can you turn down your radio, please?
Good morning.
Hi, the Drifters.
Can you turn down your radio?
There goes my... Can you turn down your radio?
The Drifters.
Can you turn down your radio?
It's like an infinite feedback loop.
Okay, I just... I got it. John Doe is the winner. Congratulations. Yes, this is the Atlantic record release of the Drifters. Again, Rolling Stone has it one of the greatest 200 songs of all time. Benny King's debut as the lead. Springtime of 1959, it stayed at number two for a couple of weeks behind Elvis's Big A Hunk of Love, but it was number one on the Billboard and number one on the cash box with Benny King as a lead singer of the Drifters.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. A reminder that 7th to 12th grade students who live in or attend school in Paso Robles are invited to submit entries into this year's Martin Luther King Jr. 2025 Art Contest. Deadline for submissions is Wednesday, December 4th at 5 p.m. at Centennial Park. With a grant from the San Luis Obispo County Fire Safe Council, Paso Fire and Emergency Services say they'll be addressing overgrowth and drainages near developed areas to mitigate flood risks during this rainy season and reduce wildfire risks during the fire season. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
The strings were very prominent in this song, and it led to a young Phil Spector studying the production of this song. And, of course, he incorporated many of the string sounds in a lot of his music just a couple of years later. All right, there you have it. Two more to go this hour, brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's